All right, folks, we're back. Episode 58 of the Landcoin Podcast. And the last of the 2023 season. Hallelujah. Praise God, baby. We're going to take a little break after this. But before we do that, we got a little bit of an OG style. Me and Roars and our buddy Rye Cape, which I just found out his real name this week. I will not dox him, but I am one step closer. I don't know if I'm one step closer to anything, but we're a little bit closer. How about that, Mr. Rye Cape? So, yeah, we're heading to Phoenix. We just got off Martinsville. Roars and I drank enough beer to get an African village drunk last weekend at Martinsville. So we may as well start there. So, Roars, have you recovered yet? How you feeling? I'm sorry that you had to miss 137 laps waiting in line for dogs.
Did you count how many I missed? I know it was a bunch.
It was over 100 for sure.
It was crazy. I was like, you're shitting me when they said, we're out of hot dogs. I'm like, no. Them nasty
out of fucking hot dogs
to begin with. So
the fact that you waited in line for probably 45 minutes just to not have dogs and your opinion on the dogs.
It was for Whitney
and me. I had to hit the over 2.5.
But I waited in that line that long because of Whitney.
Yeah,
if it would not have been for Whitney, I would have been like, F these damn things.
So Martinsville ran out of hot dogs?
Ran fucking out of dogs, dude. Can you believe that?
That's a lot of fucking hot dogs.
That's a lot of fucking hot dogs. You guys should have seen this line. So it's sometime in the later stages of stage two. Maybe early stage three, maybe a combination of both. And, you know, Whitney's hungry, I'm hungry, and Roy volunteers himself to go down there and get some dogs. And he's like, I'm going to get the 8-pack because they sell them in 6-packs, 8-packs, and what, 2-packs? You got to get minimum of 2, I think. Yeah,
something. 2, 4, 8 maybe or something. Hell, something.
So he volunteers and he grabs his beer and he goes down there. You know, we're waiting. And you can't have a conversation at Martinsville. Like, if you think that you're going to sit, talk to the person next to you, you're beside yourself. We were like 7 rows from the top, and Rory was trying to chirp in my ear and tell me how fast Blaney was coming. And I didn't hear a fucking word that he was saying the whole time. So Whitney's like, where's oh shit. I'm going to have to bleep that out. All right. 3 minutes in, we're bleeping it out. Where's Rory? I have no idea what she's saying. And then I think a caution came out. She's like, you know, Rory's been gone for a while. And I'm like, fuck, he has been down for a while. So I was like, all right, I'll go down and take a piss. And I go down there and take my piss. And he's like barely halfway in the line. And he's out of beer. And he's like, you didn't bring me a fucking beer. And I'm like, oh my God, I have dropped the ball, dude. I couldn't believe I didn't bring that man a beer. So I walked right back up to the seats. I grabbed a beer. I made all the people in our row stand up and I grabbed the beer and walked right back down the row, right back down. Gave him a cold beer. He comes back about 10, 15 minutes later with 0 dogs. You guys should have seen the look on his face.
I'm like, so what's going on in this race right now? Because the cell service is shit. I can't figure out where my guys are even at. It would randomly pop up. And then I get up there and I'm like, oh, things are looking awesome right now. Because you can hear some of the stuff coming over the speaker down there, but you can't. It depends on where the cars are. You'll miss part of it or whatever. And it's like, okay. So... yeah, I was a little upset. I missed at least Blaney. I don't think I seen Blaney take the lead.
Yeah, towards the end. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I did see him take the lead, but I didn't get to see one of the restarts or something. I missed something.
You missed.
They were talking over the thing about didn't Hamlin get into Blaney?
Hamlin got into Blaney and Logano got into Gibbs that turned Gibbs and brought out a caution. I think you missed that one. There was a couple cautions in a row.
Yeah. I missed.
Did you see the pace car get towed off by a Ford?
I did. I was back up there for all that, but I did. I straight up missed some of the more exciting stuff. Other than that, I missed drinking time too. You know how many beers? Like, I brought one with me thinking, oh man, it's gonna be a quick little trip down and up. And I'm like, this ain't quick. I needed the cooler, not just the one.
The Scooby snacks and the cooler.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, we had a great time. We rolled in there about 11 o'clock. And Rory fired up the grill, cooked us up some fucking ribeyes, some strips, some fillets, some homemade bacon, some twice baked potato salad. Man, don't bring no vegetables around here. All right. It's meat and carbs. That's the only thing that Rory fucks with. Meat and potatoes. That's it. Don't bring no fucking broccoli around here. All right.
I didn't have time for all that shit. I knew we were going to be working on time.
Yeah, man. So we stuffed ourselves. We drank a bunch of beer, and then we went in there. And the infield at Martinsville. So I've been to probably 7 or 8 tracks in the infield now. Martinsville is by far the coolest. Like Bristol's up there because, you know, it's similar layout, but you are so close to the cars at Martinsville. I mean, that is. I tweeted out the video. That's the coolest shit ever. That is literally the coolest shit ever. And watching the cars go around the track is bonkers. Also, fun fact, the rear tires on those cars are like 10 PSI. I mean, they are literally flat when that race starts, which is wild to see. What else? Oh, run me down. Give me the story time from the moment that you saw old Happy to the moment you decided to give him a big ass bear hug. And what went through your head?
I was just like, oh shit. I was like, there he is. I was like, that's who I wanted to see. He just popped up. So I was like, gotta go tell him, man. Thanks. You know? We're gonna miss old boy. He's had plenty of exciting moments throughout his career. He's like Kyle Busch before Kyle Busch came around, you know? Like, he used to get rowdy.
He did have some fiery moments over the years. So we should have thanked him for or we should have told him the story. Actually, we didn't have time to tell him shit.
No, he was headed. Yeah, he was heading to, you know, out there, get in the car, get ready.
You know, was cool, though. Rory may have been the last person to talk to him before he got in the car. You never know. I mean, it was beeline to the car.
Yeah, it was good shit. We had a blast down there. I had fun. That was a fun trip. Seen a dude that I, like, grew up with, went to high school with. I ain't seen in... I don't know, shit. At least every bit of like 10, if not maybe even like longer than that, 13 years, something crazy. I mean, who knows?
Everybody loves Martinsville, baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a blast.
Seriously, though, if you guys have an opportunity to go to Martinsville, do it. They have free parking 100 yards from the track. And you just drive. Rory's like, where are we parking? He's like, I got some buddies. They're setting up a trailer. They got everything. We're going to go park right next to them. It's right next to the track. And I'm like, all right. So we leave the hauler and we take a left and we're going towards the track. And like when you're at any other track, you ain't getting close. So you got a parking pass. You're going to pay $50 to park. Roars just knows where to go. He just pulls in, tells the security guard where we're going. And we just pull into this lot. I shit you not, we're 100 yards from the track. Fuck,
dude. He didn't have a fucking clue. I was just like, I'm trying to find lot 8. I said, I think I know where I'm going. And he was like, oh, okay, well, have a good day. And I just took off.
Right by him. And then he stopped me. He stopped me, and I'm like, yeah, I'm with the guy. I'm with that car. He's like, all right, have a good day. I'm like, all right, here we go.
I half-assed know a little bit about around there. I've only been there, I don't know how many damn times. It's a lot.
Well, I will be making a return to Martinsville Speedway. That is a fact. So, had a great time. Damn, fuck, did we not make a shitload of money? Rory, dude, when we knew that he was the fastest car towards the end, probably like 50 to 75 laps to go, Rory is literally, you cannot contain him in his seat. Then he is just high-fiving. And I'm like, Rory, dude, have you been watching NASCAR this year, dude? Like, this fucking race, there's going to be a caution. Blaney's going to get spun. Like, something's going to... Rory's celebrating his couple G's that he's about to win with 50 laps to go. And I'm like, I thought for sure Blaney was not going to win, because of Rory's reverse psychology.
The crazy thing is, I forgot all about... I'd put a matchup parlay in too for all the matchups that I took, because I like those when they first come out. So I even parlayed them. I was just like, holy shit.
We cashed big time. Blaney outright, Blaney top five. Rory swept matchups, had Logano over Kyle Busch, who Logano lapped Kyle Busch. Wasn't even
Amarillo by morning top 10.
Amarillo by morning top 10. And I lost Harvick top 10. I literally lost one bet last week, and it was Harvick top 10, which is bun sack. But we cashed mega on old Ryan Blaney. Rye, did you make some money last week? Did you follow the laying coin boys? Did you have Blaney?
I did have Blaney.
Let's fucking go.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
And then I had Logano in a group match, and Briscoe passed him, what, a couple laps left? So killed that one.
Yep.
Dude, Briscoe's freaking good on short flats, man.
Shifting tracks.
Oh.
That's why Phoenix, Gateway, he runs pretty good.
He going to be good this week?
Yeah, I got him top 10.
What'd you get him at?
Plus 240.
Yeah, baby, that 240 number. We're going to be talking about that number all fucking night long.
We like them plus 240s.
You're damn right. We like them plus 240s.
I think Otto Lotto's on the same thing as us, too. So he hit Hard Rock because they have similar lines most of the time. Mm-hmm. So he does get them in Indiana. So... that's his newer go-to for the higher odds shit.
Speaking of Hard Rock Sportsbook, the boys are going live down here in the state of Florida in about a couple weeks. How about them? Seminole Tribe, shout out to them. We're going to have in-person betting at the six casinos by December, and mobile sports betting is supposed to be live in the next couple weeks. And I know what you're thinking. If you've been following anything about this legal sports betting in the state of Florida, you know that this has been a couple weeks for like 8 months now. And there's West Flagler, I believe, is the lobby group that essentially is trying to block Hard Rock from going live and lobby against them. And the courts today is November the 1st, Wednesday. The courts officially ruled, I don't know what the ruling is, but they essentially told West Flagler to go kick rocks and go fuck themselves. So that's a major win for us. And Hard Rock has some pretty decent NASCAR lines. So for all you Florida folks out there, 2024 should be a good year for the boys. We're going to be able to get futures down. We're going to be able to bet on races. I mean, I'm fired up about it.
That makes me now not really hate going with my old lady now to that wedding.
Damn right. April?
I might go now, baby. Yeah. That way I'm not missing anything.
That's right. Now, the only downfall is there's only one book. So they could totally fuck us. I don't know. Do odds change per book, per state, or is it... The odds are, no, they're on the same.
the prices are the same, or it depends if you're the team you're betting on. If it's in state, they're going to change a little bit. So I live in Philadelphia, so we get a little longer prices on, or shorter prices on the Eagles and things like that.
Interesting. I know the offerings change per state. Like up in New York, Ryan Stevens only has like half of the offerings that everybody else does. So hopefully there ain't no funny business when it comes to Hard Rock. But all right. What else about Martinsville? Am I missing anything, Roars? Any bets, any stories? What am I missing? Nothing?
I mean, I felt like your dad's bacon is some of the best shit I've ever eaten.
Is that right?
That, oh my gosh. That was amazing.
It's like candy. It's like you just cut it up in a little inch by inch squares. You just pop that shit in your mouth. It's like a flavor orgasm in your mouth.
Yes.
And I was planning on bringing you two bags, freezer sealed bags, but when I got to Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, I had to donate one bag to the folks there. So you only got one bag, and we cooked it up.
That's all right.
So, my dad makes his own bacon. He marinates it for like 2 weeks with all sorts of stuff in it. You know, I can't give away the secret sauce, but mainly because I don't know what's in the secret sauce, but it's fire. And then smokes it like all day long. Pork belly.
He told me he was going to give you the recipe to send me, because I've been wanting to do a pork belly.
Just don't be spewing it to the world. It's worth $1 million.
Oh, absolutely not.
And then, so then once you cook it like 90% of the way when you smoke it, and then you slice it up, you put it in these freezer type bags, and then you cook it like any other bacon. So, yeah, it's just unbelievable.
All right.
I tweeted out a picture.
Get it, Rory. Post it on X.
Oh, it's posted.
No.
Oh, when he cooks it. Yeah.
That stuff, man. I love that. I don't know. I just had an all around. That was the best weather it's been at Martinsville in a real long time. I mean, it was warm, but it wasn't to the point where it was overbearing, at least not to me. I can see where some people maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I got a little red on my neck. I ain't going to lie to you. And the day that I drove up, which was Friday, it was hotter in Martinsville than it was in Jacksonville, which is just ridiculous. But, dude, great fucking weather. Not a cloud in the sky. We got some rubber laid down. And the only pass that I saw all day on the outside was Blaney going around Hamlin early in that race, which was litty titty. Actually, I think it was in stage two, because we didn't get to our seats until right at the beginning of stage two.
He didn't pass Amarillo on the outside?
He might have. I don't remember.
He was the only car that could. That thing was rolling the corner. I mean, you couldn't roll it any more perfect than that car. It was just glued.
Every once in a while, there'd be a break, and Roy would be like, "You see the way Blaney's rolling that damn corner, boy?" No, but seriously, though, he could wrap the bottom. He could diamond it. I mean, he could do whatever he wanted. He was just lights out in Martinsville. So that was nice. It's nice to bet on the fastest car before practice and qualifying and after practice and qualifying, and it come to fruition. That's the best part. I mean, it feels
and good. And not have no good. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Not have good. No bullshit happen.
And there, once again, there's a fucking reason that there's podcasts called Stay Green. Because when the races stay green, we win a shitload of money. And that's what happened last week.
Yeah. You think that's going to happen this week?
Happen last year. It did happen last year. It did not happen the year before with Larson. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to say there's a caution within like 30, 40 laps to go.
All right.
Is Ryan Newman in this?
Byron?
Late caution Byron wins.
Oh yeah. Oh, hands down, dude. He's like the like the definition of the fucking guy that takes advantage of late race cautions. He wins them all when there's late race caution. Or he's up there.
All right. Just found out something interesting. Grant Enfinger, they had a baby last week.
Oh, the celebration bet. Well, our boy Mark in Mississippi has been on Grant Enfinger for like 6 months now to win the championship.
Trucker knows trucks.
Trucker knows trucks. And he's also on a Finger Gator YRB parlay.
Yeah.
How about them apples?
I don't hate it, but I'd change it with Heim for Finger. Man.
I'm good with Heim. I think if you want my honest opinion, it's Heim. But if you want to have some fucking fun, it's the Finger.
So Hosovar's winning.
yeah, probably.
Probably. I think he scares me the most because sometimes he just shows up with that rocket ship that nobody has. I don't know.
So it's Heim, Hosovar, Finger, Rhodes.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, Rhodes just finds his way.
And then you watch that little weasel. He'll be back in like 20th, almost losing a lap at the first stage or some shit. And then all of a sudden, they'll make an adjustment, make a pick call, take a chance here. And the next thing you know, he's leading this bitch with 30 laps to go or something. Yeah. I mean, that they do pull them off. I'll give them that.
Typical Ben Rhodes style. All right. Do y'all have plays in the truck series? I have not looked at it. This just in, shocking breaking news. I have not looked at trucks yet.
Are they lines out?
Let's see. Roars, do you know?
I ain't seen a damn thing other than championship odds up on them for some reason.
No.
They're being really fucking slow this week.
Yes, Caesars has got them out. Hosovar the favorite at 2-1. Heim 225. Enfinger 7. Rhodes 9. That's to win the race.
Damn.
That's on Caesars. Typically, you can get a little bit better odds elsewhere in the outright market. But at least Caesars beats everybody to the punch, man. They do it right. See what old Bet Rivers. Yeah, Bet Rivers just has championship odds out. Wow, dude, I did not expect Hosovar to be the favorite. I expected Heim to be the hands-down favorite. But, wow, this is something else. All right, well, no bets in the truck series, but it sounds like it's Heim or Finger, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Wonder.
Or Hosovar.
What do they got?
I just don't want someone who's leaving to win the championship. That makes
sense. What does that matter?
I just don't like seeing that. Unless you're like retiring, like if Harvick won it this year, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean,
but he's rolling out after this season. He's not in trucks anymore. Defend your championship.
Yeah, he said he's got plans for next year, but he hadn't released them yet. Y'all see
who?
That? Finger.
Finger?
Nah, yeah. Not Finger. I'm talking about Hosovar.
Who the fuck cares, this right?
Spire car.
I don't think Spire's. I mean, I don't think they're going to be good next year, but I think they might be better than a shitbox. That 77 car, especially with Hosovar behind the wheel.
Oh yeah, he's got some talent. I don't know. I feel like Heim is probably who I would say is going to win it, and it'd be cool if Enfinger won it.
It would definitely be cool if the Finger won.
Yeah.
No,
Mark in Mississippi would go off.
He probably has like 50 tickets on him.
Yeah.
he then got drunk and kept putting them in.
Yeah, what did he say? He's going to be drunk from now until Sunday night, smoking ribs.
Yeah. No, he goes back out, right?
Truckers, no trucks.
Yeah, I think he'll be out driving then. I think he goes out tomorrow morning, so he misses on the races. All he gets is XM. Yep.
Well, he loves that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Off work, right? Should we call him up, see what he's doing?
He's probably went to bed because he gets up at that, like,
you're right,
way before us, and he's probably, I think he's already talking, he's hammered.
He's been told
drinking
us,
liquor. He's drinking liquor.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, he started smoking ribs at, like, 11 a.m. this morning. So.
Yeah, it was early.
Jesus. He told us his morning routine after Big Perm told us that everybody should work out. He said he wakes up, smokes a cig, takes an F1, and starts drinking beer.
It's the truth.
Takes an F1. I thought that was a good one. All right.
Oh, man.
Do we want to go ahead and get Xfinity out of the way? Do we have Xfinity bets? Because I know that it's going to happen. Like last week, we're going to hit the end of the show, and Rory's going to be like, "Oh, I got a great Xfinity play."
Are those lines out?
Caesar, and most books have the champ odds out, but Caesar's got the race win, and I want to talk about the hedging opportunities, betting championship race or championship versus betting the race. So, I just think that Xfinity, holy shit. I about choked on my own spit. I think trucks and Xfinity is a bigger chance to have a winner that is not in the championship four and then cup. And that's the only thing that scares me.
All right. So yeah. I think the race winner becomes a champion. I like Allgaier.
I like Gator too. I do like Gator.
He's been in Dick's Fitness Series for 13 seasons. His worst finish was seventh. He's been in second many, 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 many times. He's good at Phoenix.
Never won the ship.
He's good at Phoenix.
Yep.
Except he's never won. Dude, Justin Allgaier has been in the Xfinity Series for a century and never won an Xfinity Championship. You would think that by now he would win, but dude's a little stinky. But I think this is the first one. I'm all in. We had Allgaier 4-1. We backdoored our way in there. Shout out. Oh, fuck. We got to talk about Creed and Hill. Are you shitting me? Fucking dropped the ball on that one. That's what I get for not making notes.
I know. I was getting ready to go back to that.
That's what I fucking get.
I was like, when you said something about Xfinity, I was like, this would be a good time to just bring up. We skipped the fucking ending. Now, that was a blast watching the kids. They were having a blast there at the end watching me. I'm just like, you motherfuckers, damn it. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, this is incredible. Like, I should at least be cashing an Austin Hill top five right now. And I'm watching it spin down the front stretch. And I'm just like, oh, you motherfuckers.
So are you on Andy Petrie's side?
The only thing I question is what in the hell do we need to, like, come to almost a complete stop in the turn four? I mean, I understand you might have been trying to get it together, but it looked so intentional as hard as he got on them brakes. You know what I'm like? I don't know what the fuck he was doing.
I think he overshot the corner way too much, and he just had to slam on the brakes to get the car pointed in the right direction. That's what I think happened.
It could have been. It seemed awful like he was already rolling at that point, but maybe I'm wrong. Who the hell knows? I don't know. It just was like one of them. What the hell? is yeah. this shit. Typical, do not bet Xfinity at Martinsville unless you're just going to take and treat it like if you're having fun betting at Daytona, Talladega, Atlanta. You never know what the fuck they're going to do. And the trucks is the exact same way.
Or you can just backdoor your way into a 4-1 outright.
There you go.
Yeah. Man, the real question is, does Sheldon Creed race this weekend?
Have they still been talking about he may not be?
No, there's been no talk about him not racing, but like after all that bullshit, he's out next year. Like,
I thought by my understanding that he was racing. I thought I heard that on XM this week. The Childers and them, I thought, said he was racing.
Yeah, maybe. I'm out. I haven't heard anything. I really haven't been looking either, but I mean, apples to oranges here, but Matt DiBenedetto, he's fucking out. So why can't Creed be out?
Somebody said that. I seen where somebody said they said that Creed shit talked RCR at RCR Day right in front of the damn fans and all.
I mean,
I was like. So that means it was bad blood already coming into Martinsville, like with that whole ordeal. But they still put him in a fast enough car to have a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, they had the right pitch strat. I mean, they were up front when it mattered. I don't know if he had that good a car, but
he got aggressive with the bumper, and they had enough cautions to where he could keep advancing and advancing up.
Yes. Facts. Well, yeah. You were in
a and deep. he knocked the shit out of Allgaier. Thought he was getting ready to wreck him.
What, down the front out of four?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was pretty close. God, that was it. And I also want to say Rick Allen actually had a pretty decent call coming to the end there. That was a pretty decent call. Some of his calls have been dog shit, but that one was pretty good. I was watching the race on my phone outside of a Moe's Barbecue in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina, and I am going absolutely fucking nuts. And my whole family, extended family, is looking at me like, you have an issue and a problem and an addiction. And I said, you guys have no fucking clue what I just witnessed. All right? The probably top three greatest Xfinity races at Martinsville of all time. All right? I mean, last year with Gibbs and Jones, great race. This year with Creed and Hill, fucking incredible. I mean, come on. What else could you ask for? And we're driving up to Martinsville on Sunday morning, and my dad's like, get me up to speed on what's going on. I tell him about the Xfinity race, the point situation for the Cup Series, yada, yada. And I'm at the end, I'm like, Dad, I got to be honest with you. There ain't no topping last night. I mean, last night was the best race of the weekend. It continues to be the best race of the weekend at Martinsville. And next year, and then after the race on our way home, I'm like, yeah, next year, buddy, if you go, it's the Saturday race. And if you're, first of all, if you've never been to Martinsville, you have to go. So just go, just plan the trip and go. But put an emphasis on the Xfinity race. I wasn't there. Rory was there. But I know for a fact it would have been bonkers to see that in person. I mean, just ridiculous to see that in person.
It was wild, to say the least, watching just all that I had on. I had to admit, I had Hill at 50-1.
Holy fuck. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was just like, I knew what was going to happen after I got that caution. After he took the lead, he was gone. It was only seven laps left, and then sure enough, there we are. We got to have a red flag wreck on this one, and I knew then. I was like, this ain't looking good. This ain't even looking good at cashing anything. And Hemric finished damn sixth. If Hemric would have gotten the damn top five, by a miracle. Like, that was nuts.
Anything could happen. I don't think you're wrong saying that you'd bet Martinsville Xfinity like the fucking super speedway races. I don't think you're wrong there. I mean, it's just mayhem.
I mean, I'm not really saying take chances on longer shots. I'm just saying, like, your units, like, just back off a little bit, look for the, you know, to have fun with this if you're going to watch it, or, you know, you're looking to profit a little bit or whatever. But I wouldn't, I don't know. It's one of those places that just wild shit can happen.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the championship race, because we are headed to the last race of the mother effing season in Phoenix. It should be in Homestead, or it should rotate, but we have our hands tied with the weather. I understand that argument, but get it the fuck out of Phoenix. Unfortunately, as long as Phoenix keeps selling out, no shot they change, because that, you know, that big market, new market for NASCAR. Just this southwest of America in general is what I mean. And unfortunately, it ain't leaving. So might as well strap in. And let's talk about our championship futures that we have. I'll go first. I got I have a few substantial wagers on Larson at anywhere between 6 and 7 to 1. I have a Blaney at 10 free bet. And I have a Bell 11-1 that I took preseason. So I'm sitting pretty good, but I have yet to figure out a way to weasel my way into Byron. And I think I'm just going to wait, because if he doesn't have the car, if he's third or fourth out of the championship four in practice and qualifying, I might just roll the dice and just hope and pray. But if he's the best or the second best, I'm probably going to have to take him to win the championship at like 2-1, which is going to be really unfortunate. But I think what I'm going to do is just wager enough on Byron to make all my money back on my Larson and my Bell tickets. And that's where I'm at. Roars, you got your championship futures pulled up in front of you, Bubba. You better.
I just have one.
Kyle Blaney. Motherfucking Roar. What? You don't Blaney have a 20. Larson ticket?
Blaney 28-1.
Whoa. So are you're just going to let it fly?
I don't know. I just. Yeah, probably. Yeah. I don't know. I've got a lot of other shit going on too that I had to jump on.
Let's talk about
it. I feel pretty good about
it. Actually, no, we gotta talk to Rod. You got any champ futures bets?
So when I get free bets, I use them all in futures. So I have
That is a great fucking move, by the way.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of everything. But I also at the beginning of the season, I always take Ryan Blaney and Kyle Busch because they're my favorite drivers. So I have he has a better number than me. I had 22-1. I have Bell 12-1, and yeah, I don't have Larson regular.
Letting it ride, not touching Larson.
I might. I can't not touch Larson.
Yeah,
you have to.
To win the race or to win the championship?
No, I'll just bet him for the race.
Yeah. You kind of have to. I mean, plus 150 to win the championship. A little ridiculous.
Yeah, I have.
Is it any better to win the race, though?
Plus 650? Nah. Not that high. Hold on.
No, he's like 250.
No. Hold on. Yeah. I have him plus 250 on a free bet, so.
Well, there you go. All right, well, I think I'm gonna hedge, because, and I'm gonna have to do the championship, because there's no shot that I get the what is it called, the Polish middle, where you lose all of them. So I'm not about to risk a Byron finishing second and winning the championship. I am not about to risk that. All right, let's talk other bets, because there is plenty of opportunity this week in other markets. Top 10 markets is probably my favorite. Actually, it's 1,000% my favorite this week. And I'm looking at Phoenix One. I know Phoenix One was a long time ago, but I'm looking at Phoenix One. I'm looking at a little bit of Phoenix history. I'm looking at New Hampshire from this year because of the tire code. We're bringing the same tire from New Hampshire to Phoenix. And, you know, both Richmond races, I'll touch on that with one of my bets. And if you're good at Gateway, that's like the cherry on top, but I'm not holding it against you if you were not. So I'm going to fire away with my shit box. I know we're going to talk a few different plays, but I mean, I cannot get enough money down on Brad Keselowski top 10 plus 240. Unfortunately for you, or fortunately, if you were in the Discord, you would have gotten Brad Keselowski at plus 240, but he is now 2-1 on Bet365, and I'm pulling it up right now to see what he's at. Yeah, he's still 2-1, which I got down again on. And I had this is definitely my largest top 10 wager of all time and my largest wager this week. And I'll tell you why. Eighth best speed ranking at Phoenix One, ninth best at New Hampshire, ninth and sixth speed ranking at Richmond. He had a mechanical issue at Gateway, which not going to hold it against him. In the spring here, sixth best average running position. He was running seventh before that stupid ass caution came out late that fucked up our Larson tickets. And he's plus 240. Like the books, this race is so skewed towards the championship four for good reason in the outright market. So all the other markets are like ridiculously priced for these guys. And some of the books have gone against the rules and adjusted their top 10 prices to make them more normal. Well, Bet365 has not. And they are essentially doing it as a percentage of the outright market. And you can get some hellacious numbers. I mean, I saw guys on Twitter that are doing 10, 12, betting 10, 12 guys to finish in the top 10. And if you know, one, two, or three of them hit, and it depends on which ones, you could still profit. That's how nuts it is this week. So I would even on a regular week and where Brad K is at Caesars for a top 10, he's like plus 110 or plus 115. On a normal week, I'd probably still take Brad Keselowski at that number. And the fact that he's still 2-1 is ridiculous. His track history and recent history has not been good. He doesn't have a top 10 the last three, but he's run much better than that. Well, especially in the spring. And before he was at RFK, he had three straight top 10s and 4 out of 5. And I think this RFK team is a lot closer to what he was driving in the two than what the first two races at Phoenix last year in the next gen car were. So I am all fucking in on Brad Keselowski. And if I can get more down, I will. But of course, we put it down $500 and it goes from 240 to 200. And they only let us get down 275. So that's how that went. And then, you know, you pulled some strings. And you go a little bit more down. So that is my shit box. And I have another play that I'll talk about later, but I want to get these guys in here. So Roars, you talked about Briscoe. What else you got?
Well, I had Brad even before you took Brad. I got them things as soon as they open. I just happened to be making espresso Monday. And I'm sitting there and refresh. Next thing you know, I'm like, oh, there they are. And as soon as I seen Brad Briscoe, I did get Harvick top 5 plus 230. And then I got some down on Harvick top 10 minus 110. I kind of like that.
I fucking love that. Yeah, I mean, I would take Harvick top 10 to a monstrous juice number.
Well, me and Aaron was talking, and I knew he had taken it for pretty good. And I was like, might as well go on and get on that. I was like, I mean, this guy's got a top 10 there ever since, all the way back to whatever the hell it is now. I mean, it's been, what, 19 races or something? I was a sophomore in high school,
so put it that way.
I mean, I was like, last race, ran very well here in the spring. Could have won. Yep.
Should have won.
Yeah. I mean, really should have.
he's going to finish fifth. I mean, I don't know what you guys are. I mean, he's going to finish fifth.
That's what I think. I mean, honestly, I mean, he very may well be. I ain't necessarily going to say the top four are going to run in the top four. I could see somebody else be mixed in there. Kind of like, wasn't it last year?
Yeah,
Blaney.
Briscoe, Blaney.
I mean,
Chase got turned off of Chastain's bumper.
Yeah.
So who's that guy? Who's that guy who's
going
to be
Harvick,
the top
right?
Three?
Gotta be. Yeah. I'm going Harvick or Brad, or maybe Denny. I'm going to talk about Denny here in a second.
Yeah, I can see any of those maybe being a little bit, you know, in the mix up there. But also, I think the top four are going to be – they're going to be pretty damn stout, especially Larson and Blaney and Bell. Byron, I have my – how long green flags are we going to see? And is he – you know, is he ever going to – he needs to get a little bit better on longer runs, in my opinion. I think shorter – He excels more at shorter runs, restarts. I mean, we just really haven't really seen him go out and dominate a race, especially, you know, recently.
No, but he's had really good finishes. But
I mean, I don't really expect for them to make a whole lot of mistakes. So, I mean, you know, he's going to stay up there first stage, second stage. It's just he started to fade earlier this year because they started getting them longer green flag runs. And then he's just a daggone magician. Gets him a late caution. Pit crew beats everybody off pit road. And yeah. How that goes.
All right, Rye, what do you got this week?
All right, so you have to think about the motivation factor. And my biggest thing is I want to take teammates of people who are in the championship four. But there's one guy that does really good in this track who has a top 10 that you usually don't see, and that's Kyle Busch. He's finished 7th or 8th in the last 5 Phoenix races.
Wow.
So I expect that to keep up. You know, he's a driver, so he's going to be motivated for this race as well. I mean, he's probably going to try to win just to show NASCAR I'm Kyle Busch. Yeah, so I like Kyle Busch for top 10.
What's the number?
Everything else I'm messing with is going to be a teammate of someone who's in the championship for. I don't want to go – like what. Do you think Ricky Stenhouse wants to drive?
No, he's shipping off next year.
No. Yeah.
You think like Legacy cares?
No. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, that's why I got on a little McDowell top 10 plus 2000. And then it was even bigger. Nuts. It was even bigger that's than that. Price. I think it's Caesars or some shit. And I was just like, I missed that whole opening when they finally put him up, and it was nah shit. He's like, I don't know what he is over there on Caesars now. He's knocked on down.
That's what I saw was 6-1.
I mean, I was just taking a chance on a guy. I think he got 9th at Loudoun and 13th or something at Phoenix earlier this year.
Let's see. Michael McDowell, 6th at Richmond, 9th at Gateway, 13th at New Hampshire, 13th at Phoenix One. Yeah, yeah. Pretty decent.
Not bad. Yeah, he's right around there.
I don't think they're quitting. You know, I think they try to, wherever they can get a good finish, they're going for it.
Yeah, I'm with there. Rye, any other ones with the teammates, or are you going to leave that for your show?
I mean, that's about it. I go Cindric. I like Logano. Truex is a fade, I guess, because with all his drama. Yeah, Hamlin, I think, is a good bet. He's a good price for – I was even thinking about doing him for a top 5. But I think some guy's going to slip in there.
Yeah, I think you guys are convincing me. I think two guys
are going to slip on there.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin might be one of them.
Oh, baby. Let me talk about Denny Hamlin. Boy, thank you for teeing that up, Mr. Rye. Let's start with what we know. We know that Denny Hamlin has been ridiculously fast all year long, and he has been exceptional on comp tracks. He's number one in total speed ranking on the comp tracks, fourth in average finish, fifth in average running position, 5.8 average run position here in the spring, and then he decided to drag Ross Chastain to the back of the field, so his finish did not indicate how he actually ran. Now, people love the shit on Denny Hamlin at Phoenix, Rory Picks being Hamlin's number one hater because they're, you know, whoa, well, if Hamlin gets in the championship, then the odds, you know, it's favoring Larson, yada, yada, which I kind of agreed with. But then when you dive into it, I'm all over Hamlin this week. Top 10 plus 110, Bet365, shout out to you. He finished eighth in this race a year ago. And I really don't think that getting – you guys were just talking about drivers driving. I don't think getting eliminated means a damn thing to Denny Hamlin. I think he's going to go out there pissed off, and if he has got a faster car or the fastest car, he's going to go try to win, and he doesn't give a fuck. Now, unless Christopher Bell is leading and the whole Ryan Blaney, Joey Logano thing happened – that happened last year, happens again, well, maybe. But also, if you look at what he's done all year long – in the last 13 conventional ovals, he has not had a worse speed ranking than sixth. And he's had a top 10 speed ranking in 21 of the 22 conventional ovals this year. That is fucking ridiculous. That is 95% of the time. Literally, I did the math. 95% of the time, Denny Hamlin has a top 10 speed ranking at a conventional oval this year. So, He's going to be faster than you can say Bet365. He's going to be faster than your wife says, get your ass home after you played 18 with the boys. He's going to be faster than Jordan Fish running back to his ass to do the old Kelce and Swift Halloween costume. And he's damn fucking sure going to be faster than 26 other cars. All right. So go ahead and lock in plus 110, Bet365, Denny Hamlin, top 10. Miss Fish.
I don't got that.
No, I don't see anything wrong with taking Hamlin. Nothing was better though than watching him get knocked out of the playoffs for the second year in a row at Martinsville.
Still no championships.
I love it.
Man, we were down on pit road for driver intros, and he got the biggest boo that I've probably ever heard at a racetrack in my entire life. Bigger than Bubba Wallace in the South, bigger than Kyle Busch in his primetime hatred years. I mean, bigger than anybody. I mean, it was bonkers. The amount of middle fingers that were being thrown at Denny Hamlin on Sunday was nuts, dude. I really could not believe it. I really couldn't.
And they're all listening to his podcast, so he wins.
Oh, he fucking dude, yeah. Denny Hamlin's stock is quickly rising. Mm-hmm. Whether it's hating or loving, it doesn't matter. They still listen.
They got the Star Wars cars in 2311 this weekend.
I have to be honest. That video was pretty fire. Mm-hmm. That was pretty sick. I'm all about that. That's some good fucking marketing there, boy. All right, what else y'all got? Y'all got anything else, or are you ready to go to Grid Rival for the last time?
No, I mean, I'm just ready to watch some damn racing.
Bittersweet, isn't it?
It is bittersweet.
Yeah, trucks late Friday night, 10 o'clock. Yeah. That's going to be awesome right there.
I'm fired up. I'm going to be way too many beers deep by that point. But, yeah, that's going to be fun.
Me too.
Absolutely.
If the weather's nice, full outdoor theater, that shit.
Oh, Rye, I might have to steal one from your book. Oh, my. I think it's going to be in the low 60s here in the old Northeast Florida. Oh, shit. I think you might have to do that. Build a fire, TV outside. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. That's happening. All right. Let's get Grid Rival and let's go to bed. How about it? Last, we're putting the season to bed. I'm going to bed. We're all going to bed. It's bittersweet. We're going to wake up this weekend and we're going to fire some fucking bets and we're going to win some fucking bets. So, absolutely. First matchup, Kyle motherfucking Larson. I mean, Rory versus YRB, Ryan Blaney. Roars, this is a tough one.
Yeah. Oh, me. This is a tough one. Because I think they're both, I think, my two favorites, I think, that I think are going to be up front. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm trying to decide.
What do you think here. The public's going to be on here?
That's what I was trying to.
Well, the public's on Ryan Blaney.
That number got steamed. Oh, in the betting markets?
That number got steamed.
What was the opening number? Was there a matchup between them two?
I can look. Hold on.
See, I think the market that is playing Grid Rival and the market that is betting head-to-head matchups is different. Yeah. I think the fantasy market is different. I think most people are going to be on Larson.
That's what I think.
In Grid Rival.
I'll go with Blaney. I trust Blaney to be up front.
I think I'm going Blaney, too. But Rye, what are you thinking?
I think I like the experience of Larson. He's been there. He's won this.
Yeah.
I think you have to go with Larson.
Let's see what
I said at the beginning of the show. You have to have some Larson.
You do just have like to every have Larson. Week,
you have to have some Larson.
Now you're speaking.
I think Larson wins his second championship.
You're speaking dirty things into Rory's ears right now.
I'm just saying.
All right. Well, technically, by the whoa. All right. I was going to give you a chance. I was going
to
give you.
If you wanted to go Larson, we can go Larson.
The NLD power rankings have Larson second, Blaney fourth.
All right. We can revert back to them.
All right. Larson this. I can't. All right. Next one, Christopher Bell and William Byron. The answer to this matchup is there going to be a late race caution or not? Right. Yeah.
So you're going to take Byron for safety? Byron is the public in the betting world.
Yeah. See, I want Bell. I think Byron's going to be the favorite. Actually, I know for a fact Byron will be the public play for Grid Rival. So I think I'd like
Bell. To take Bell.
Yeah.
Bell.
And I don't
Bell
mind
was Bell. Running third. Bell was running third when that caution came out earlier this year.
And he was in the Champ Four last year. Got a little bit of experience.
Yeah. He's dangerous. Yeah, he's had some speed. Too.
And Adam Stevens.
Well, with the shorts.
I saw a stat this week. Adam Stevens has been to 7 championship races, and he's won 2 of them with Kyle Busch. How nuts. So. I do like Christopher Bell. All right, Bell over Byron. Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano. Joey Logano has some stellar stats here over the years. But for reasons that I just laid out for his top 10 bet, I'm going to take Denny Hamlin here. And I understand that Logano is probably going to be a rocket because they're going to have a similar setup to Blaney, and Blaney's going to have a rocket. But you could argue the same thing with Hamlin and Truex, Hamlin and Bell. And I think Hamlin, he's been the fastest car all year. If you literally pull up the speed rankings from every track, Hamlin is number one. So I expect Hamlin to be fast this week.
Okay.
So do you think, would you take Bell over Blaney? Because if we go by last year, Logano is going to be right up there.
Sure.
If Blaney's winning.
Yeah, no. Yes, I would take. Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know. Yeah, I would take Blaney over Bell if that was a matchup. Yes, I would.
But I think Logano's a play.
Roars?
This is a tough one. I gotta go Logano.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm I don't agree with it, but I'm okay with it for the land coin entry. Let's see. NLD power rankings. Hamlin 5th, Logano 6th.
Hamlin's definitely the popular.
Okay, but then let's take Logano. Let's take Logano. Yeah, no, I love when you pull that shit up. Yeah. I think Hamlin is going to be the favorite, or the public play in Grid Rival 2. I do think that. All right. Tyler Red Dog Reddick, and, well, I'm not even going to ask this question. Kevin Harvick. The answer is Harvick. Huh. And it is not even fucking, I don't care if he's 99% owned. I don't give a fuck. We're betting Harvick.
He's 89%. But...
yeah, throw an extra 10% on there, Ryan. I don't give a fuck.
They're on the right side.
Everybody's on. I actually have this matchup. I put $100 on it, so -125. I like Harvick here. I was trying to find, weasel my way into a Harvick bet. I haven't bet him top five, but I'm probably going to. And I missed my opportunity on top 10. So I took this -125 of a Reddick matchup.
So who's going to be the villain and knock out Harvick early?
Somebody that whose career is going to fucking end. I can promise you that. I will get canceled if Harvick gets wrecked.
I'm just saying.
Gosh.
It's probably going to be like Austin Cindric or somebody.
I hope not. Don't say that.
Rye brought it up.
I kind of like Cindric.
Yeah, he finished or had a 10th place speed ranking last year here.
Yeah,
in the fall.
I think he's around. Cindric. I think he's around 15 to 12. I wish you could bet that.
Yeah. Hand grenades and horseshoes. Horseshoes and hand grenades. 12th doesn't get it done for me with Cindric.
Nope.
All right. Last one, folks. The last Grid Rival pick of the 2023 season. We have not missed a week, folks. Can you believe that? I mean, we 36 races. We have not. What's 36 times 5? Shit. 36. Oh, shit. That's 35. 180. This is our 180th pick. I wonder what our record is. Oh, I can go back and look. All right, at some point in the offseason, I'll go back and look and see how terrible we were. Kyle Busch and Chase Briscoe. Now, Rye, you have a little wager on Kyle Busch, but Chase Briscoe has also been pretty sporty here and on short flats.
All right, so I'm fading Chase Briscoe because I mentioned it in the chat. I have Chase Briscoe under half a win. So if he wins this race, that'll crush me. I'll be so upset. So I will not.
That's a sharp pick.
I'm taking Kyle Busch.
All right.
Briscoe.
Rye, I'm sorry. I think I got to take Briscoe. And it's only because it's naive of me because I have not looked at Kyle Busch this week at all, mainly probably because he's not at the top of the board when the stuff that I'm looking at. If you average the last three Phoenix races plus the comp tracks this year, Kyle Busch is 13th in speed ranking. If you just look at this year's comp track, he's 17th. And I faded him last week at Martinsville. I'm not as crazy about fading him this week, but I am kind of off on Kyle Busch. But don't let me talk you out of what you already got locked in.
This is Briscoe's best track. But please no Briscoe.
Yeah, not for the win. No shot.
I just need a top 10. That's all I need out of Chase Briscoe.
Comfortable. No Briscoe, no Suarez. My futures are looking bright.
If Chase Briscoe wins this race, I'm going to pull a Mad Dog Russo and retire. From betting on NASCAR.
Dang.
All right, boys. Final question. Roars, you're going first. Throw odds out the window. Who wins the championship?
Kyle motherfucking Larson.
Kyle motherfucking Rory, baby. That's right.
I got that 28-1 on Blaney, so I'm a gambler. I'm sitting there like, I'm going to end up playing Larson for something. I ain't decided what the hell I'm going to put on him.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have some sort of Larson. He's your boy.
Yeah. I'll never. I'll be mad at myself forever if he wins it. And I ain't got a little something on him. I don't know. I should have took him earlier in the year. And then I'm just I'm not a big futures guy with this knockout system. But
got to use the maybe, free bets.
I was getting ready to say maybe next year I'll just start dumping free bets on Larson throughout the whole entire year. And then once we get there, I'll have enough on him.
There you go.
Yeah, I got plenty of free bets on him. Yeah, I'm the same way. Blaney makes me the most money, but I think Larson wins. I think experience is king here. Best driver. I'm going Larson.
I can't argue it. I cannot argue it. My pick. It sounds like groupthink, but I do think Larson, dude, they've been prepping that car for almost a month now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that Cliff Daniels is a genius. Kyle Larson's a hell of a wheel man. He's been here before. He's won it. It's tough to shy away from old Kyle Larson. So, all right, boys. Zach, we miss you tonight. I should have said this at the beginning. Zach's got some stuff going on. He couldn't make it tonight, but he put the power rankings together, put the speed sheets together for us, and we wouldn't be winning as much money as we do without him. So shout out Zach.
Hell no.
He'll be back next year. I have to imagine we're probably going to do a couple off-season podcasts. It's not going to be every week, and we're definitely going to take a few weeks, maybe a month, 2 months off. But
might be some random shit. We might do a Christmas special.
Yeah, we might drink some eggnog, some spiked eggnog and shit. Who knows?
I like eggnog.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be spiked, though. Can't be normal eggnog.
I don't spike that shit.
Fireball eggnog.
All right.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, come on now.
Fireball eggnog. Here we go.
Puking live on lane.
All right, Rye. I appreciate you coming on, man. Good luck this weekend.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the finale.
You have you got your finale show on Sunday morning?
Yeah, Sunday at noon. I'll be giving out some quick hit bets. We're right before the race. So come check me out.
Twitter.
Winners.com. You can find me on insidersroom.com. And yes, I'm at RyeCape pretty much on all social media. Yeah, come check me out.
Check him out, folks. He's been a regular guest.
All over the place.
Oh, yeah, dude.
All sports.
We get a text from Rye every morning. Let's win some. Was it? Let's win some. Let's cash some damn tickets. That's it.
He's a Tomcat.
It's a Tomcat. That's right.
Yeah. Is that? Did you write my name on this show?
I had to.
Tom Macrina on the Insiders Room and Winners and Winers. You'll find me. But I wrote my cape and all my promotions, so you'll know who I am.
In his house. All right, boys. I appreciate you guys. This is the last Land Coin Pod for a few weeks. I appreciate everybody listening. It's been a hell of a ride. I have yet to say this, but we all do appreciate you guys listening. Our podcast numbers have done very well during football season. I really didn't think they were. So thank you guys. It's been fun. This is why we do it. So, well, actually we do it to win some fucking money. But it's fun to have everybody else joining too. So
we're winning money this weekend.
Yeah, you're goddamn right, folks. You're fucking right.
Finishing the season with a bang.
Larson. He's going to win. You got to get down on him, Roarce. You have to.
We're going to have a bunch of TikTok videos after Larson wins.
Oh, Lord, yes. I might not go to work Monday.
What if Blaney wins too, right?
Yeah, I'll be having fun.
Best case scenario.
I'll be having fun. It depends on how much I put on Larson, though.
That's fair. Fair. Good point. Good point. All right, boys. Sayonara. Till next season. Beer don't, baby.
Beer don't.